What's the fix?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama has said our health care system is broken. Even if you agree, the hard part is deciding what to do about it. In Chicago today, Obama will press his case for a public health insurance plan when he addresses the American Medical Association's annual conference. As Tamara Keith reports, the influential AMA has been cool to that idea.
The American Medical Association represents 250,000 doctors, people who have quite a stake in the outcome of President Obama's health care reform push. AMA President Dr. Nancy Nielsen says her organization doesn't think a public insurance plan is the best option.
We haven't had exactly the most wonderful experience with government-run plans, but we are looking at all the options that are on the table.
The AMA is the nation's largest physician organization and has long influenced health policy debates. Jonathan Oberlander is an associate professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Part of their concern about the public plan, I think, is ideological and a resistance to the idea of public insurance. Part of it is financial. You know, they worry that a public plan will control costs by holding down what doctors are paid, and so they're trying to represent the financial interests of physicians.
And that's just one of the competing interests in this debate. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
In Detroit today, leaders from business, government, and academia convene the National Summit, a conference on shoring up America's competitiveness. Executives from major companies are there, ConocoPhillips, Citigroup, Dow Chemical, General Motors. A lot of skeptics are in Detroit, too, for what they call the People's Summit. Those organizers say it's the financial and industrial systems that created this economic mess, and they can't be trusted to fix it. Another summit begins this week in Russia, the first full-fledged convention of the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. These emerging powers have been questioning the role of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Over the weekend, though, Russia's finance minister said the dollar's status is not going to change anytime soon. That statement has helped to boost the greenback today and bring commodity prices back down. Oil has dropped to just above $71 a barrel this morning. Asian markets fell by about 2%. Wall Street futures are pointing downward. The Dow stands at 8,799. European stocks are down about 2%. The Paris Air Show opened this morning, the 100th anniversary of that event. The mood is not celebratory. The recent Air France crash has cast a shadow, and as Stephen Beard reports, so has the recession.
Aircraft makers exhibiting at this year's show were inundated, but not with orders. It poured with rain, a fitting backdrop for an industry immersed in gloom. The customers, the world's airlines, are set to lose some $9 billion this year, so they're reluctant to buy any new planes. And with budget deficits widening everywhere, defence spending is under pressure too. Howard Wealdon is aviation analyst with the BGC Group. He says that Boeing, Airbus and the other plane makers in Paris won't be bragging as usual about bulging order books.
The attention this year is very much on the number of order deferrals and cancellations rather than orders. It's a pretty grim picture at the moment, very sad.
Boeing had hoped to lift the gloom in Paris by flying the much-delayed 787 Dreamliner, but that's now thought unlikely to make its maiden flight until next week. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thriven Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thriven.com. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter. People are talking about business and the economy at Gather.com.
For decades, people have been coming to the U.S. from Latin America, especially Mexico, because of the abundance of jobs here. So now that our unemployment is high and climbing, are those immigrants headed back home? From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
For 6 months now, Mexico has been preparing for an influx of returning migrants. The northern state of Zacatecas set aside $1 million for education, health care, and job training for returnees. And it's asked the central government for millions more. Fernando Robledo heads the Zacatecas Institute of Migration.
When the economic situation for migrants in the U.S. is really difficult, when they don't have jobs or a way to pay their rent, then they will return home.
Felipe Ruiz Fernandez lived in California for 16 years. Now he's back in his hometown of Jerez in Zacatecas. Fernandez used the money he saved in the U.S. to buy a $10,000 embroidering machine that's become the talk of the town. Business at his store is hopping. Fernandez says he's read in the local paper about an influx of returning migrants like him.
The papers told me a lot of people is coming from USA because the situation is too bad. I don't know. I didn't see somebody.
You haven't seen them come yet?
No, not yet.
That's because there's been no influx, says Wayne Cornelius, a migration expert at the University of California, San Diego.
The vast majority of migrants are simply hunkering down and sacrificing and doing whatever is necessary to ride this out.
Since the start of the recession, the number of Mexicans crossing into the U.S. has fallen sharply, by 40%. But the number of Mexicans returning home has remained steady. That's because there are still fewer well-paying jobs in Mexico than in the U.S. Jeff Passell is a demographer with the Pew Hispanic Center.
There's always, in good times and bad, people returning to Mexico. Somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 Mexicans who are in the U.S. return to Mexico on an average year.
And of course, some of those later return to the U.S. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The Financial Times reports Swiss drug company Novartis will not give free vaccines against H1N1, commonly called swine flu. The World Health Organization has called for drug companies to show solidarity with poor countries. But Novartis CEO Daniel Vasella said, quote, "If you want to make production sustainable, you have to create financial incentives." In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for joining me, and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.